Now in chapter 17, we've come now to the end of the line as far as Israel, the 10 northern tribes are concerned. And they're carried into captivity by Assyria. And in chapter 17, we have Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. He captures the northern kingdom, exacts tribute from them. And when he discovers that King Hoshea had formed a conspiracy against him, he besieges Samaria, and after 3 years, takes the northern tribes into captivity. And we'll see that now here in chapter 17. Let me read this. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. He's not as bad as Ahab and Jezebel, not as bad as Ahaziah, but he's bad enough, by the way. And notice what happens now. Verse 3, against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant. And gave him presents. You see, now there is an attempt to try to win over Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. Now Samaria was the city that Omri, the father of Ahab, had built. And then Ahab came along and had built a palace up there. I've been there. I think I've said this before. It's one of the most beautiful spots that you'll find in that land. You couldn't find a more beautiful place. But now the king of Assyria comes up and besieges the city, and we are told in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria. He carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. Now there are those that say that the 10 tribes are lost. And the fact of the matter is, they don't say they're lost. They say that they popped up in Great Britain somewhere, and that the United States is part of this. Now, that makes a very nice theory. I'm sure it ministers to the pride of a great many folk to feel like that we are, you know, of the 10 lost tribes. But the interesting thing is that this idea of 10 lost tribes is entirely man-made. You don't find it in the Word of God at all. For instance, now way over in the New Testament, when James wrote his epistle, they weren't lost, because listen to him. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So apparently, James didn't think they were lost, because he writes his letter to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. And at that time, they were not lost. So if they got lost, they got lost between there and where we are today. And of course, the theory of these folks is that they got lost when they were carried into captivity. They were no more lost than Judah was lost, for that matter, friends. And when they returned back to the land, you'll find there were those out of all the tribes that came back. But actually, very few of any of the tribes came back. There must have been several million of them went into captivity, and out of the captivity, there came about 65,000. So, regardless of the tribe, very few came back. And you might say all 12 tribes are lost, if you're going to say 10 are lost, but the interesting thing is that none of them have been lost. Now we are told here in chapter 17, verse 7, for so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. Now the Lord had been patient with these people over a period of approximately 200 years. In fact, it's a little better than 200 years. After they divided from the northern kingdom, God had very patiently dealt with them, giving them every opportunity and an ample time to return to Him. But they did not. They continually went off into idolatry, and now the Word of God is very clear. God sent them in captivity because of this very thing. They worshipped other gods. Now that we are told, verse 9, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. They built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. They set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. You see, on top of the hill and under these trees was this pagan worship. It was gross immorality and licentiousness, and the children of Israel indulged in it. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord's anger. Now, God had put out the heathen ahead of them. You think God will permit His own people to stay in the land when they do the same thing? Well, He wouldn't. He also put them out of the land. We're told now, verse 12, for they served idols whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Now, verse 13, listen to this. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah, by all the prophets, by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Now God had sent to these people, He had sent Ahijah, He had sent Elijah, He'd sent Micaiah, He'd sent Elisha, He'd sent Jonah, and Amos, and Hosea. These prophets had been prophets in the north. Now, down in the southern kingdom, God had sent Joel, He'd sent Isaiah, and Micah, and later on He'll be sending Nahum, and Habakkuk, and Zephaniah, and Jeremiah. All of these warning them what would take place. Now listen to verse 14. Notwithstanding they would not hear, but hardened their neck, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. What was it? They were guilty of unbelief. That's the great sin of mankind, not to believe God. You and I are living in a contemporary culture that has ruled God out. He's not appealed to today in our educational system. He's not appealed to today in our government. And unfortunately, He's not appealed to in our churches to a great extent today. And as a result, God will judge us, just as He judged His own people long ago. Now we are told in verse 15, they rejected His statutes, His covenants that He made with their fathers, His testimonies which He testified against them. They followed vanity, became vain, went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Now, the northern kingdom's gone into captivity. What about the southern kingdom? Verse 19, also Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until He'd cast them out of His sight. For He rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They departed not from them. until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Now, the king of Assyria puts people from other places in that land. That's the northern kingdom, and that land was later on called Samaria. Here's where the Samaritans began. Verse 29. Howbeit every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their city wherein they dwelt. So that now you see a mixture, a polyglot here of peoples. There's a great deal of intermarriage. And these were the Samaritans that we deal with when we come, of course, to the New Testament. Now this brings us to the end of the northern kingdom. They will never again be a northern kingdom. They are scattered, but not lost. I trust we understand that very clearly. Now we are going to follow the destiny of the southern kingdom. Now the reason that God didn't send Judah into captivity at this time is because they did have a few good kings. There was a time of revival, and for the sake of David, because David was a man after God's own heart.